Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to the best 3 to 5 to 7 minute podcast you will ever find. This is Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop here on the start of the NCAA tournament. March Madness is in full effect, but Adam Cheek, we got a little bit of different madness coming up, that being NASCAR in Atlanta. New configuration, new design, same racetrack though. So, Mr. Adam Cheek, what kind of racing are we going to see? Because, to be honest, I got no idea, dude.
I have absolutely no idea as well. No expectations whatsoever, because this is going to be unlike anything we've seen in any time, in any recent season, because it's going to be like a mini super speedway. I'm interested to see what kind of racing we're going to get, whether we'll get the typical Atlanta racing, or on the extreme side of things, maybe some super speedway-esque pack racing, or if it's going to be a little bit in the middle where it's the typical Atlanta racing, just a lot closer together. I think there's going to be a lot of interesting facets to this, where we see the cars funneling down into the turns, which could potentially cause some problems. And we might see incidents unlike any other, because the closest thing to Atlanta I can think of in terms of a super speedway that's not a true super speedway is Fontana, because it's such a big track, but that track races unlike any other. And I think that's going to be the case with Atlanta this weekend. I'm very interested to see what happens. And we'll probably see, like I said, some incidents unlike any other track, some maybe not big ones like super speedways, but something, but certain types of crashes. But I have absolutely no idea, and I know you don't either.
You're not wrong. I got, like I was telling you on the radio that you were on 910 The Fan, as much as I would want to know to tell our listeners and our viewers of not only the radio show, but also of this podcast, I truly don't know what we're going to see. We haven't seen any practice sessions until Friday afternoon, Friday evening in some areas, because it's at, I think, 7 p.m. Eastern. Until then, it's just up in the air. I mean, like I also said on the radio show, you can do it many simulations on the Toyota, Chevy, and Ford simulator, but you're not going to figure it out until you get to the actual racetrack here. A couple more things before we do our picks like we do each and every Thursday, Adam. What is NASCAR expecting this racing to be? Because they had a double yellow line that's kind of red looking, that drivers are not going to be able to pass underneath the yellow red line. Is this a good move, or should they have no yellow line and we could just see cars going under the apron?
Well, I think it's just kind of a prep for the possible super speedway racing we'll see, that kind of the way the cars fan out. And I think it's just NASCAR just trying to mitigate that. But at the same time, honestly, for the first race, and considering the way Atlanta is, I don't know if I would have implemented it for the first race. Let's see how this race goes. And if there's issues with that, maybe NASCAR can police it themselves for this Sunday and then maybe put that line in place for the second race in 2022. It's, again, no expectations whatsoever on how this track is going to race. And it's possible that it might not be an issue at all, but we've also seen things at Atlanta happen. We've seen cars fan out on the backstretch. We've seen like 12 trucks go crashing through the infield a couple of years ago, I want to say 2 or 3 years ago. So I have no idea if that's a good or a bad thing, but I feel like it's something that NASCAR should have implemented in the second race and just policed it themselves for the spring.
Last but not least, Adam, we're diving into some off the track news, but NASCAR and Hendrick Motorsports have partnered with the 24 Hours of Le Mans with a new modified version of its new next-gen car. The effort was announced Thursday at Sebring, which seeks the garage number 56 entry, which was announced, which was created, I should say, in 2012 as a special single entry class reserved for innovative cars. It also allows testing for new technology, creativity, and innovation without claiming a spot on the traditional starting grid. Chad Knaus is going to oversee and run the program, former Jimmy Johnson crew chief. So just overall, what is the expectation for this, having a Hendrick Motorsports next-gen car at the 24 Hours of Le Mans?
Well, again, very few expectations, but it's a cool idea. You know, Le Mans is one of the most prestigious racing events in the world. There's been, honestly, it's been pretty cool to see more attention turned toward it recently in terms of like pop culture. We had Ford versus Ferrari a couple years ago, great film. And it's just neat to see Hendrick and NASCAR kind of taking that step into sports car racing, endurance racing, and I'm looking forward to it. There's, you know, there's very little to go on until we see kind of how it pans out at Le Mans, but I'm not opposed to it at all. I love the fact that we're getting more racing connections between series, between the disciplines, and I can't wait to see what happens.
All right, Adam, like we do every single week, we dive in to our picks for who we think is going to win on Sunday. Remind the viewers and our listeners on how we did the previous Thursday.
All right, so last week, ahead of Phoenix, we both picked Joe Gibbs Racing drivers. You picked Martin Truex Jr., who had kind of a very rough day. He finished 35th after crashing. I picked Kyle Busch, who ended up finishing 7th. So again, I feel like we're sort of alternating weeks on who does better. But we kind of finished at both ends of the field at Phoenix.
Yeah, goodness gracious. For this week, who you got winning the first ever new configuration race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, or potentially Atlanta Super Speedway?
Whew, that is a very tough decision, and one that I've been pondering for days on end, because it's this entire weekend is so nebulous and so up in the air that anything could happen, absolutely anything could happen. But I think I'm going to go with the Mr. Super Speedway ace these past few years. And I know it's not a true Super Speedway, but he won at Atlanta last year in the spring. And maybe the combination of Atlanta and a sort of Super Speedway, he'll get the job done. I'll go with the number 12, Ryan Blaney, and pick him to be the 5th different winner in 5 races this season.
That's a really, really good pick, Adam. I love that pick. I'm going to go with his teammate. The guy, I don't know what happens, but he always excels at either new tracks or new special designs. He won at the Bristol Dirt. He won at the LA Coliseum. I'm going to go with the 22 car. Joey Logano gets the job done. He always finds a way to be there at the end on these new or special or brand new configurations. And I think he's going to get the job done once again and get his first true official points victory of the season. He already has one, but it was at the LA Coliseum. So both got Penske. We want to hear from you, though. We want to see who you got. Hit us up on our Twitter and our on both of our Twitters, I should say, at the Brian Nolan and at Adam Incheek, and then at Front Stretch. Once again, at Front Stretch, at Adam Incheek, and at the Brian Nolan. Adam, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy the madness. Enjoy the racing. I'm going to have multiple TVs. I got my iPad, my MacBook, and my big screen. I'm going to be tuning in to all kinds of different sports this upcoming weekend. It's going to be fun. I appreciate you, and let's recap Sunday, bro.
Can't wait for it. It's going to be a fun weekend, not just with tournaments. Formula One starts, IndyCar is back, NASCAR is at a new track. I am all in on all sports this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I love it. Adam Cheek, associate editor, lead reporter for FrontStretch.com, also co-host of FrontStretch's Stock Car Scoop, joins me every Thursday and every Sunday to preview and recap the latest and the NASCAR Cup Series. For Adam and everybody that supports the program, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk with you Sunday to recap potentially the wild and unpredictable Atlanta Motor or Super Speedway.